sun. Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares?
Right, so do your lecture on the sun. And I'm gonna go take a shower.
Over.
And you can press stop if you feel like you've got enough on tape.
Over.
And then if you want, you can
this. It looks like it's recording. Hello, everyone. My name is Alfred Epstein. I am not Albert Einstein. I am Alfred Epstein. I am an astrophysicist. And my life's work is about the sun. That's right, the sun. So, you may notice that during the day, there is light. And at nighttime, it is dark. And there is a simple and elegant explanation for this that I have discovered.
Today on my podcast, I present the exalted Professor Alfred Epstein. Alfred Epstein is a distinguished researcher of the sun and the effects of the sun and the lack thereof. As a troglodyte, I'm quite interested in these effects. Enjoy.
So, the Earth is spinning on its axis. It is rotating, right? It is a sphere that is spinning. At the same time, the Earth is revolving around the sun. During the day, side of the Earth that I am on, I'm in the Western Hemisphere in North America. During the day, North America is facing the sun. Europe and Asia are at night. And as the Earth revolves or spins on its axis, it becomes night, and it is dark. But then morning comes again, like clockwork. So, well, of course, the first clocks were sundials. After all, hard to tell the time at night, though. Oh, if you would like to know about seasons, that is also explained by this rotation, revolutions. The sun in the morning comes over the hill and kisses the tall grass beside. So the Earth is tilted. During North American summer, the North Pole is facing the sun, or is pointed towards the sun, I should say. So the North Pole is pointed towards the sun. And we have summer. It is warm. The trees are green. There are sometimes cool breezes by the ocean side. Very nice. I like summer because I like popsicles. Now, while it is summer in North America, or in the Northern Hemisphere, it is summer in the, or it is winter, excuse me, winter in the Southern Hemisphere, because the South Pole is pointed away from the sun. So, as the Earth revolves around the sun, the position of this pointing changes. And during Northern Hemisphere winter, it is Southern Hemisphere summer, and a nice time to go on vacation. Because popsicles are not as enjoyable in the winter as they are in the summer. So, that is how we see the sun. Day and night, winter, and summer. My current work is investigating spring and fall. And in the next couple of months, I'll be doing some experiments, and hopefully I'll have more information for you then. Now, another topic of conversation that Dan and I were having before we went to have a shower, very important for human health, stuffed animals, it's kind of annoying to take showers, anyways, was about the parallel universes of this Earth world.
Let me be your sun. Let me make your flowers grow.
Where there are animate humans, and frogs, and birds, and turtles, and bears, and octopus,
And the world I come from, or the world that I co-inhabit, which is called Dull World. And in Dull World, I am animate. At the moment, Sarah's hand is placed inside of my head. I have a hand wand, and she is moving my hand to facilitate gestures. But without Sarah, I have very limited mobility. In fact, none, other than gravity. In Dull World, however, I am mobile. I have a brain. It is in this world that I am inanimate, or this universe.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days.
So, you see, dolls simultaneously exist in both of these universes. And you too, you human listening to this recording, you frogs and turtles and birds and octopi and dolphins too, you also inhabit Dull World, but in Dull World you are inanimate. Yes, that's right. You are inanimate. And this is the basis of Dull physics, is investigating this relationship between the animate and inanimate. Now, Mama Rose has some very profound theories on the class relationships. Now, that's not something that I know a lot about, but, Mama X. They are related. So, the politics of the stuffed animal revolution is intricately linked to the physics of stuffed animal existence. A stuffed animal is produced in a factory on this planet Earth. One is born on Dolwood. Whenever a human or a frog or a toad or a turtle is born on planet Earth, another one is magically appears almost in Dull World. We don't have factories in Dull World. We don't believe in factories. They're not pleasant places. It's more like you rise from some primordial ooze. Very fascinating, but you don't move. And so we have to take care of you. And in Dull World, they are taking care of her. That's right. But here, she is neglecting her stuffed animals. Not a dangerous thing that happens, but you know what happens to all stuffed animals? Eventually. You know, you read The Velveteen Rabbit. That doesn't happen. Although The Velveteen Rabbit is very prescient in that it links, it's like a time-space warp, a wormhole. It expresses a wormhole between Dull World and this planet Earth, human-occupied world. Because the Velveteen Rabbit shows that within the collective subconscious, there is this idea of the connection between the inanimate and the animate. Also see this in Pinocchio.
Tuskaisena kaupungin pauhu, muistelen päiviä lapsuuden, kun pyhä vaatteissain, jotka ompeli äiti.
And, what's that ballad? There's the Nutcracker. There's another one. I think it's French. So the idea that animals or stuffed animals, stuffed creatures, are somehow linked to a more mobile possibility is expressed in culture. And so this is one of the bases for accepting this theory of physics.
Oh, look out.
But this is not something that is very well discussed in the human world. It's really just an idea of fantasy, it's for children, but in doll world, this is something that is very serious stuff. Very serious stuff. So my work on the sun shows some similarities between the physics of doll world and of this planet Earth, because we have a very similar function with the sun there. Now, earlier, Dan was asking me about theories of Einstein's relativity, and whether or not those theories are important in my scientific research. And in fact, they're not, because they don't apply in doll world. It's, our physics operate differently than that, even though we have the same sun pattern going on. It's very hard to express how a sun made out of cotton and other fluffy materials could possibly radiate heat. So, which is the case in doll world, that we're not a silicon-based culture, or not silicon-based culture, but creatures. But we are fluff-based creatures. Our planets are based off of fluff. They're very soft, very cozy. Imagine planet Earth made out of pillows. It's a very similar thing. And of course, our mountains have more personality. Very slow, but they talk to us. And so, to say that Einstein's theories apply in doll world just doesn't really hold water. It can't work, because our sense of matter is very different. You know, we don't have plasma. We don't have liquid. We have different hardnesses and fluffiness. Fluffiness is more important. Because, you know, as humans are 75% water, stuffed animals are at least 75% fluff. So, theories of relativity don't matter. However, we do have a giant sun that is made of very hot fluff. Hot fluff. And that's how we have our night and day. Is our the revolution of doll world around this sun made of fluff. So, sort of to sum up, there's a lot in common between your planet Earth human world and doll world, and that we can see the links between this in literature, like we discussed with Velveteen Rabbit, Pinocchio, and that French ballet I can't remember the name of. And so, Mama Rose's and my works are, or excuse me, Mama X, her work and my work are both part of a process of trying to link these two worlds and see what happens, because they're dependent upon each other. What happens here affects what happens on doll world. What happens on doll world affects what happens here. And I think that it's really important that we recognize our common existence. I don't want to say humanity, because that seems very biased towards or against the dolls. Because we do feel a bit discriminated against on your planet, but maybe you feel the same way on our planet. I mean, it's very...
One I was alone, so
or I mean in our mobile universe, because it's really, again, it's all about motion and motor skills and mobility. Although I do understand that there are humans who limit who have limited motor skills and mobility, and perhaps we could do some sort of project related to that, because of course we have stuffed animals who have an artificial mobility here on planet Earth that could be closely related to or help to solve some of the immobility crises that we see with in sum, my work on the sun is about it's about the revolution, and it's about helping people to see the common beingness of stuffed animals and mobile creatures. Because again, this isn't just about humans, it's about frogs, it's about pigs, it's about those lovely dolphins, whales, raccoons, even skunks, and hedgehogs, and cockroaches, and moths, even though they like to eat us. So, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this lecture. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions. And again, this is Alfred Epstein. I got myself confused. I'm Alfred Epstein. And I hope you've enjoyed my talk.
I hope you have enjoyed that illuminating lecture. I certainly did. Goodbye for now.
Fast, 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 fast beat my heart. I knew as the sun set from that day we never part. Down, 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 down it came with the sun. Fast, 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 fast the beat of my heart. I knew as the sun set from that day we'd never part. We'd never part. We never part. We never part.